up, guys? How are you? Happy April 4th. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. It's always fun to work on your birthday. It's always fun to kind of get to celebrate with you guys. 47 years old today. It's kind of a remarkable thing to say, 47 years old. I'm actually more excited about turning 47 than I am about turning 50. Now, 50's in a couple of years, hopefully, but I was born on 4-4-77. 4-7-47. So as I told you guys before, I am headed to go to have some fun in Chicago, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the podcast is going to be taped. I'm going to give you stuff to bet, but just understand what's going on. The card will be a little bit smaller than normal. The podcast will be fast. It'll be like 5 to 10 minutes. It won't be a lengthy explanation. It won't be me droning on and on. And I'm probably going to be taping it from a hotel room in Chicago. So just FYI as to what I am going to be doing starting tomorrow morning. Now, most likely, I will tape the Thursday heading into the Friday edition of the Daily Juice. I will tape this podcast during the day. Okay. It'll drop at night, but I'll tape it during the day. So I don't know exactly what we're going to be doing with the pod for tomorrow, but there'll definitely be a baseball play or two, hockey play, NBA play or something. I'll have something for you guys for sure. A couple plays that you guys can jump into. But generally when I'm on vacation, it's 2 or 3 plays maximum that I'll get into. So just heads up with that. Now, Friday, I'm going to the Cubs and the Dodgers game. We're going to be betting that. Saturday, I'm going to the Blackhawks and Dallas Stars game. We're going to be betting that. You know what we're betting. We're betting second period over, right? So we're betting that, right? So I'm going to be looking forward to doing that. We're going to have a bunch of stuff to get into with those games. You know, we'll have a Nerfy bet most likely, or maybe a Yerfy bet. Maybe we'll have a first 3. Maybe we'll have a first 5. I don't know, but we'll have a lot because I'm going to be at the game. So I want to have action, obviously, on the game while we're there. I'm going to go check out some of the sports books in Wrigleyville. I'm going to go to the DraftKings sports book down there that just opened up. And I think there's another one that I'm going to check out as well down there in the Wrigley area. And then I'm going to check out the books around the United Center. I think there's one in the United Center in Chicago. So I'll check that out. So I'll be posting all sorts of stuff on my socials at Sports Talk Matt. If you guys want to follow along on the trip to Wrigley and to the United Center, I have not been to the United Center. I've been to Wrigley twice. This is my third trip to Wrigley. So really looking forward to doing that. So this podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com/juice. If we hit this parlay today, you got to go and buy some Omaha Steaks. All right. This is going to be nuts if I hit this parlay today. There's no way I'm hitting this parlay today, but if I hit it, it's going to be awesome. OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Go buy a subscription, free burgers for life, 10% off your first purchase, and that 100% money back guarantee at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. So it is 4-4. We are doing a 4-leg, 4-sport moneyline parlay. It is plus 965. I can only do this in Vegas right now. There are no other books in the country that I found lines. FanDuel, DraftKings. No one has the line up for the NIT final tonight. What? We have a play in college basketball, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NHL. All money lines. First play is Indiana State. Of course it's Indiana State, right? We're taking Indiana State on the money line. They're laying 2.5 points. Indiana State has one loss this year in the entire state of Indiana. Okay. This is going to be a monster home crowd advantage. Seton Hall is going to drive them crazy. Okay. I like the under in the game. Everyone's saying over, over, over. Seton Hall is not going to let Indiana State do much. Okay. But I have watched them play teams like the Creighton Blue Jays, where even though they really held them down, they still lost. Yes, Seton Hall beat UConn at home. This is on the road. This is a road game, okay? We talked about that in the last game, you know, with them going up against Utah. It's the same thing. Seton Hall is better than Utah. Tell you right now, Seton Hall is better than Utah. Robbie Avila, one Mr. Larry Nerd, whatever you want to call him, you know, Milk Chamberlain, all the different nicknames they got for the guy. He's got to be good. He's got to be good. He's the one X factor that really Seton Hall can't do much about. They don't have a ton of size. They're feisty, though. It's going to be a hard-fought game, okay? Indiana State can lose this game. No debating it, but we're taking Indiana State money line. Minus 150, somewhere in that range. I'm taking the New York Knicks on the money line. They're laying 3.5. They're a short favorite against the Kings. The Knicks have lost 3 games in a row. Knicks are at home. Knicks need to get going here. Knicks need a win. I can't believe on my birthday, I'm betting the New York Knicks, but I'm betting the New York Knicks. There aren't too many NBA games that I really love on the schedule. To be quite honest, it's baseball and NBA today. The schedules are kind of eh. I don't want to take Philadelphia on the road. Dallas is playing Atlanta. I don't mind that. If you want to swap out Dallas for Atlanta, you can do that. It'll change the parlay odds. But Dallas is a weird team at the moment. I'm like, I don't really know what to do with Dallas. I'm a little scared, to be frank, with Dallas. The first time they played the Hawks, it was a 148-143 final. Okay? You want to bet the over in the game? You could do that as well. All right? So I'm going to give you options as to how you can play this. But Knicks money line up against the Kings. Team backed against the wall at home, needing a W. 3.5 is the line. It's on TNT. We're taking the Knicks to get a W here. Knicks money line. Major League Baseball. We are going to the Cardinals game here today at home. It's the home opener for the Cardinals up against the winless Miami Marlins. We bet the under the Miami Marlins. They haven't got to win a win. They haven't win yet. We bet under their win total. They haven't won a game yet. This is beautiful. Lance Lynn on the mound. Don't love it, but Ryan Weathers. Marlins are not a good baseball team. Okay. They're really bad. And I think home opener, this is a holiday in St. Louis, man. This is a big deal when you get the Cardinals at home, and the Cardinals might be sneaky good. They might be better than we think. Took 2 or 3 against the Padres. They only took 1 game off the Dodgers, but they were competitive in 3 of the 4 games against the Dodgers. Home opener for the Cardinals. They're 3-4, but lost to the Padres 3-2. They come home. They get the Marlins. This is not the game for the Marlins to win. Money line, Cardinals. And then the hook of hooks. It's my birthday. What do you think I'm betting? You think I'm betting against the Boston Bruins? Come on. It's plus 130 on the Bruins on the money line. They lost the first game at home to the Carolina Hurricanes. Let's return the favor. Plus 130 dog, Boston Bruins, money line. Doesn't matter how they win, okay? Money line. This is a clash of 2 really good teams. It could be an Eastern Conference final preview. The Bruins need goaltending. They lost the game 3-2 the first time they played. The Bruins are 8-3 straight up over their last 11 games against an opponent in the Eastern Conference. The under is a decent play as well, but I'm not taking totals on this, okay? We're going to be cheering for who's going to wind up winning here. This is a half a unit parlay. It's a plus 965 parlay. Indiana State money line, Knicks money line, Cardinals money line, Bruins money line. 3 favorites and a dog on my birthday. 4 sports, 4 leg parlay. Half a unit, official. Let's see what happens. Now, because we have a half a unit in play here, I feel a little froggy about being able to lay a minus 165 price. Now, I normally never do that. This is normally too expensive. But I'm going to lay it here today because I think it's worth it. And I think we have a chance here to get a W with the Cardinals with Seth Lugo on the mound. All right. Lugo, this is an opportunity for the Royals to get into the win column. The Royals, kind of like the Cardinals in a little bit, the Royals have had kind of a tough start just given the schedule as to who the Royals have had to go out and play. But they're 2-4 on the year. They lost 2 of 3 to the Twins, who may be the best team in the division. And then they went to Baltimore and they lost 2 of 3 to Baltimore. So now they come back home to Kauffman to take on the White Sox, who are atrocious. They're 1-4. They're lucky to be 1-4. And this is their first road game. They had 5 games at home. The game was snowed out, rained out in Chicago yesterday. So they traveled to Kansas City. Royals are 1-2 at home, 2-4 overall. But Michael Soroka is going for the White Sox. Soroka got, I guess you can give him 7 hits and 5 earned in his first start. So 7 hits in 5 innings, 4 earned. Give him 1 home run, 3 walks, and a 7-6 loss to the Tigers in his first start. The Tigers. Royals are going to be better than the Tigers. Big opportunity here for Seth Lugo. The righty comes over here, 34 years old, one of the quote unquote big acquisitions, he pitched really well. The bullpen's what stunk. Now, first fives, I'm not comfortable yet going first fives, but you could bet first five. It's same price. It's 160, 165 for the Royals in the first five. Against the Twins, it was a 5-1 loss for Seth Lugo. He went 6 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs, 4 Ks. He was really good. He was at home. He was really good. So let's see Seth Lugo do it again. All right, get out there. Let's get a win for him this time. I'm going to lay the minus 166 on the money line. 165. Royals money line up against the White Sox here today at minus 165. And I have one NBA bet for us here to jump in with as well for 1.1 units. Philadelphia is at Miami. Now, I hate the NBA card today. Here is the thing. I'm telling you to bet this over only if Joel Embiid plays. If Joel Embiid does not play, do not bet this game over. Okay? Embiid has to play for this to go over. If he doesn't play, we'll find another NBA game to bet tonight. Okay? We'll find a different play to jump in with in the NBA. Miami is 4-1 to the over their last 5 games, 3 in a row and 4 of the last 5. On the road against Washington, it went over. But at home, New Orleans under 8.5, Cleveland over by 2, Golden State under by 12, Portland over by 15.5, Knicks over by 2.5. Miami's been in a home over team recently, which is somewhat surprising. On the road, the Sixers, Toronto over by 40.5. Cleveland over by 18.5. Sacramento went under by 16.5. Clippers went over by 12.5. 3 of the last 4 games on the road for the Sixers have gone over. OKC went under 109-105, under by 5.5 points in the first game back for Joel Embiid 2 days ago. But I need Embiid on the court. Okay. He's a matchup nightmare for the Miami Heat in a lot of ways. What do you do with Bam? If he is playing over 210, Philly in Miami with Embiid in the lineup. If he's not in the lineup, I am concerned about the total. Okay. And we may go need to find something else. All right. So that's a bet with a caveat. Make sure Embiid is going to play tonight. If he doesn't, then let's go find a different thing to bet in the NBA. Let's go find something else that we may like to jump in on. Maybe the over in the Knicks game. You know, maybe we have a money line play with the Knicks, but maybe we come in and jump on with the Knicks is the right play. I don't mind Houston at home catching 4 points either. We might swap to Houston +4. That's a 8 o'clock Eastern time start. So we have some time. We'll find out about the Philadelphia and Miami game. And then if Embiid is out, we'll rotate to Golden State potentially at +4 with Houston at home. Don't like Golden State on the road, and Houston absolutely needs this W. This is a playoff game, like legitimately. Golden State, Houston's a playoff game. So I like Houston +4. So that may be the play. So just FYI, as we kind of go through the day, there may be a swap out if Embiid does not play. But if he plays, we're on it. Okay. A 4-sport, 4-leg money line parlay on 4-4, my birthday. Knicks money line, Indiana State money line, Cardinals money line, Bruins money line is a +965 parlay, half a unit. Okay. It would bring back, you know, 4.6, 4.7 units if we hit it, okay, on my birthday. We're going Philly and Miami over 210 if Embiid plays. Money line, Royals at home against the White Sox at minus 165. Let's have a good day. It's my birthday. Let's celebrate. Hopefully we cash a crazy, ridiculous parlay on my birthday. It would be a lot of fun. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.